Close the door, Mataji. Close the door.
Thank you. गोपी जन बल्लभारी वरधारी यशोदा नंदन गज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन गज जन रंजन रावणचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
की श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम की गौर प्रमानंदे ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोहिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामेहं ददाति सोपदन्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातम् सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदन्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 एंड 11। दिस टू वर्सेस आर रिटन टुगेदर बट द बोर्ड ओनली वर्स नंबर 10 इज रिटन। वयं राजन् जाठरिणाधितप्ता यथाग्निना कोटरस्थेन वृक्षाः त्वमाद्य जातः शरणं शरण्यं यः साधितवृत्तिकरपतिर्न तन्न भवामि हतुरातवेन्नम्। तन्नो भवानी हतुरातवेन्नम् क्षुधार्दितानं नरदेवदेव क्षुधार्दितानं नरदेवदेव यावन्न नक्ष्यामह उज्झितुर्जा यावन्न नक्ष्यामह उज्झितुर्जा वर्तापतिस्त्वं किल लोकपालः वार्तापतिस्तं किल लोकपालः तन्नो भवानी हतुरातवेन्नम् क्षुधार्दितानं नरदेवदेव यावन्न नक्ष्यामह उज्झितुर्जा वर्तापतिस्त्वं किल लोकपालः तन्न भवानी हतुरात्मेन्नम् क्षुधार्दितानं नरदेवदेव यावन्न नक्ष्यामह उज्झितुर्जा वर्तापतिस्तं किल लोकपालः नाम नरदेव देव यावन्न नक्ष्यामह उज्झितुर्जा वार्ता पतिष्ठं किल लोकपाल ततो मथुरापरिणं श्रीधारदितानां नरदेवदेव वर्तापतिष्ठं किल लोकपाल तन्न भवानी मथुरातविन्नम् सुधारदितानां नरदेवदेव यावन्ननक्षामहोज्झितर्या वर्तापतिष्ठं किल लोकपाल भवानी मथुरातविन्नम् सुधारदितानां नरदेवदेव यावन्ननक्षामहोज्झितर्या वर्तापतिष्ठं किल लोकपाल तन्नो भवानी हतुरातविन्नम् श्रीधारदितानां नरदेवदेव यावन्ननक्षामहोज्झितर्या वर्तापतिष्ठं किल लोकपाल Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Vayam, we, Rajan, O King, Jatharena, by the fire of hunger, Abhitaptaha, very much aggrieved, Yatha, just as, Agnina verifier, Kotarasthena in the hollow of a tree, Vriksaha trees, Tvam unto you, Adya today, Yataha we have come, Saranam, shelter, Saranyam, worth taking shelter of. Yaha, who, Sajita, appointed, Vrittikaraha, one who gives employment, Patihi, master, Naha, our, thought, therefore, na to us, Bhavan, dear Majesty, Ihatu, please try, Ratave, to give, Annam, food grains. Sudha, with hunger. Arditanam, suffering. Naradeva Deva, O Supreme Master of all kings. Yavatna, lest. Nakshyamahe, we will perish. Ujjita, being bereft of. Ujjaha, food grains. Varta, of occupational engagements. Patihi, bestower. Tvan, you. Kila, indeed. Lokapala, the protector of the citizens. Translation. Dear King, just as a tree with a fire burning in the hollow of the trunk gradually dries up, we are drying up due to the fire of hunger in our stomachs. You are the protector of surrendered souls, and you have been appointed to give employment to us. Therefore, we have all come to you for protection. You are not only a king, but the incarnation of God as well. Indeed, you are the king of all kings. You can give us all kinds of occupational engagements, for you are the master of our livelihood. Therefore, O King of all kings, please arrange to satisfy our hunger by the proper distribution of food grains. Please take care of us, lest we soon die for want of food. Purport. It is the duty of the king to see that everyone in the social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, is fully employed in the state, just as it is the duty of the Brahmana to elect a proper king. It is the duty of the king to see that all the governors, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, are fully engaged in their respective occupational duties. It is here indicated that although the people were allowed to perform their duties, they were still unemployed. Although they were not lazy, they still could not produce sufficient food to satisfy their hunger. When the people are perplexed in this way, they should approach the head of government, and the president or king should take immediate action to mitigate the distress of the people. So, Prithu Maharaj becomes angry at the earth. He's coming afterwards. But this is a kind of introduction. We are introducing, you know, after Anga Maharaj, he left kingdom, then Beno was the king, and finally Beno was killed by the power of the Brahmanas, and the same Brahmana, they could produce the body of Maharaj Prithu by churning the body of Beno. And then after the Beno was born, then he was, yesterday we heard, he was installed, he was enthroned by the great sages and Brahmanas. So then Maitreya Muni, he explains to Vidura that after Prithu Maharaj was enthroned, the subjects, they approached him. Now they found this is the time for us, we should go and we should get our desires fulfilled. So in the previous verse it is said, Praja Niranne. When do a subject, the citizens approach the king, the head of the state? When there is some necessity, there is a want. What is the want? Praja Niranne. Citizens are without food, grains for a long time. And they are asking, please do something. Otherwise, very soon we may die. So if you give us food, grain after we die, what is the use of you being a king? We know, Sadhito. Sadhito means we know these Brahmanas, they produced your body, means that they give birth to you from the body of Vena, and they said, you can give us protection. So now you are our protector. Please give us our food grain. And they are really very much aggrieved by hunger. That's why this they are saying, you are vritti karo pati na. And also again in text number 11, in both the verses, in text 10 and 11, they are saying, you can give us the means of our livelihood. Vritti karo pati, vartapati, tam. So you are vartapati. You can give us our livelihood. You can give us our occupational engagements. Means, Srila Prabhupada, he is explaining in his purport that it is here indicated that although the people were allowed to perform their duties, they are still unemployed. Although they are not lazy, they still could not produce sufficient food to satisfy their hunger. Then Prabhupada gives the conclusion, when the people are perplexed in this way, they should approach the head of government and the president or king should take immediate action to mitigate the distress of the people. So here the point is, Prabhupada is reminding us about the responsibility of different varnas. That a Brahmana is supposed to elect a perfect king. And the Kshatriya has to make sure that all these four orders of life, and they are engaged in perfectly executing their corresponding responsibilities. So in this way, they will be happy. They will be situated in the society in a very happy and peaceful mood. So here when they are saying, you can give us anna, you can give us our food grains. Somebody may say, well, who gives food grain? Does king give food grain? No. Indra, he is pouring sufficient rain, as a result of which you can see food grains are grown. So why they are addressing him that you are our bhartapati, we are khudhar ditanam, we are very much aggrieved by hunger, so please give us. The point is, they are saying, actually you are the king. You can say, as Indra showers rain, then only we get food grains, but your responsibility is there to perform yajna, sacrifices. When you pour ghee in the sacrificial fire, then Indra is pleased and then only Indra will give us rain, then only we can get the food grains. But actually you are the Vartapati. You can give us our food grains. So then they glorify him more and more. They say, Lokapala. How is that Lokapala? Naradeva Deva. You are worthy of worship by the king, Naradeva Deva. He is not an ordinary king. So now you can understand what is the responsibility of the executive heads. When they are appointed to give protection, shelter to the citizens, and they fail to execute their responsibilities properly according to Shastra, then that may create a hell of in the society. This is what we can see. And Vaino was a very a difficult person, and he was a tyrannical ruler. So that's how you can see, after he was gone, whole village, whole country was overtaken by the rogues and thieves. So here the responsibility of different orders of life is very crucial. We need to understand this. And according to Prabhupada's desire, that we should show this as an example. So Prabhupada, on quite a few occasions, he stresses the importance of implementing the Savarnasram system in the society. But the point is how to implement, what is his mood. So he says in one of his lecture, his conversation, he says, we said, means, when we say, we have to follow, Srila Prabhupada is referring to, we said, means, not we are going to take them, but we are simply giving the ideas. We are not going to be a Shudra, but to show the, just like you play in a drama. You are playing the role of a king, you are not a king. So the point is, when somebody playing the role of a king, for certain people, is he a king? Yes. And for some other people, is he a king? No. You ask a boy who is watching the movie, drama, or who is this person dancing in the screen or dancing in the stage? You say, oh, he's king, because he's dressed like a king. He will say, oh, he's a king. Now he's setting the ideal example. Then a person who is matured and who knows, he's just dancing, he's playing the role of a king on the stage, he will say, no, he is not the king. Because after 1 hour, he is going to go back to his original position. So this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. That he is saying, you have to execute. You are playing the part of a king. You can play the part of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. You are not a king. No, not necessarily that we are going to be Shudra. No. That means, by accepting this system, it's not that we are going to become Shudra. So, that is it. That is the thing. We are servant of Krishna. This is a very important point. That's all. And, as servant of Krishna, we have to execute the order of Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada, he was very much interested in mass preaching. He was very much interested in mass preaching. So when we are not emphasizing the importance of implementing this system, then you can approach a very limited number of people in the society who can accept this Krishna consciousness. There are some people who are not, who has not yet risen above the moods of the material nature. So what is the hope for them? To execute Krishna consciousness. So people, they are coming from different condition nature. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, in order to serve the mass of people, to bring them to the ideal position, we should try to introduce this Varnashram. Not that we are going to be candidates of Varnashram. Srila Prabhupada, when he makes some comments, it's very technical. You have to understand this. It seems like he is making some contradictory statements. And in one hand he is encouraging, and in another hand he is saying, not that we are going to be candidates of Varnashram, it is not our business. So he wants to keep our family business the same. But to preach them how the world will be in peaceful position. That means we can take up the natural qualities of work and so how to make the activities purposeful to fulfill the mission of human life. So the point is, he gives a very clear indication. In other times, Srila Prabhupada was talking in the morning walk, So Prabhupada explained that, Hari Sri Prabhu, he writes in his diary, Sri Prabhupada explained that the Varnasram system is not necessary for our ISKCON society. It is a material arrangement. When one chants the holy name and performs devotional service, one immediately rises above that platform, like using a lift instead of stairs. However, again, as long as some bodily concept is present, Varnasram is useful and it can be utilized. So, the point is, he is encouraging us not to accept this spiritual life with sentiment. Some people, without qualifying themselves to the level of the Paramahamsa, they may claim, oh, they don't have to perform their corresponding responsibility, means their constitutional duties. No, you cannot avoid that. That's why he is giving the example of a king. But at the same time, when he says that we are not going to become a Shudra, you are playing the role of a king. It's a very tricky kind of technical point he is making. Krishna, he says in Bhagavad Gita that svasva karmani abhiratah samsiddhim labhate narah. People, by following natural qualities of work, can attain perfection. And again, in the next verse, he emphasizes, he says again that svo karmana tvam abhyarcha siddhim bindati manava. Manava, the humans, people, they can attain bindati, what? Siddhim, perfection. How? Svo karmana tvam abhyarcha. He can worship the Supreme Lord by his occupational duty. This is what it is recommended. This is what he wants us. That you can perform your occupational duties, at the same time you can worship the Lord through your occupational engagements. So this is the point. Then when he says, no, it is not necessary for ISKCON. So what does it mean? It means, na buddhi vedam janayet jnanam karma sanginam yushet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samachara. Prabhupada, he is a perfectly knower, he knows perfectly well the conclusion of Shastra. That's why he gives direct indication, direct instruction. Here in this particular verse, the explanation is that no buddhi vedam janayet. An intelligent person, he will not disrupt the mind of those who are ignorant, means attached to the results of work. If somebody who is, because of his condition, nature, he is very much attached to the worldly life, an intelligent person will not interrupt such kind of person. What he will do? Engaging in all work himself with detachment. He should engage them in activity. He should engage them. Means you should engage them. So how you should engage them? The point is, one who is an instructor of jnana, he understands that without being purified in heart, one cannot come to the level of performing unmotivated, pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord. That's why he understands it is necessary to purify the heart. So how can one purify the heart? Then, when one is engaged in his occupational activities, his actions without desire, when one is engaged in his occupational activities without desires, that helps him to purify the heart. That means, you can say, in this context, it is encouraged that, oh, you should kind of implement and ask them. But then, again, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, an expert physician, means an expert doctor, will never encourage a patient to eat food which is injurious to his health. That means when somebody is too much encouraged for sense gratification by the process, then it may cause damage to his spiritual health. So, how to do this? So, what to do? The point is, when you preach to somebody and you instruct him about the importance of bhakti, because you have understood, what is that bhakti? Bhakti, Narad Muni, he says in his Bhakti Sutra, he says, bhakti, in Shruti it says, bhakti revainam nayati, bhakti revainam darsayati, bhakti vasa purusa, bhakti reva puyasi. Bhakti brings living entities to the Lord. You are convinced. Yes, it is bhakti only. Bhakti directly. And bhakti revainam darsayati. Bhakti can show you the Supreme Lord. And bhakti vasa purusa, he is controlled by bhakti, nothing else. And bhakti eva bhuyasi, bhakti is the highest. And Narada Muni says, jat prapya na kinchit vanchati. Having attained the stage of pure loving devotional service, one doesn't desire any other thing. And na sochati, he does not mourn for any material objects. Does not envy, no bhakti. So this is bhakti. So one who understands the importance and he follows it with perfectly, not that he is sentimental. Somebody may be following bhakti, but with sentiment. No sentiment. Then you have to find out what is your position, what you are doing, how your mind is acting to certain situations. If I am a brahmachari, I know. Shastra says that sakmati haivajo sadhu praksarira vimakshana kama krodha prabham begam sajukta sasvati nara. That person is happy and peaceful who can tolerate the urges of kama krodha, lust and greed, angers, till up to death. Means as long as somebody who is in this body, he has to tolerate it. Then, as a brahmachari, he comes across this statement, but this does not register in him. There is something wrong with him. He should immediately understood this. He has to understood immediately. Oh, it is not registering in my mind. That means there is something wrong. I have to perform my responsibilities properly. That's why this knowledge is not registering me. Grihastha is thinking. He is remembering. What is remembering? He is remembering, neha jat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirtha pada sevaya jivan na mrita isa. Anyone whose work is not meant to elevate him to religiosity and one's religious ritualistic performances does not elevate one to renunciation. And one who is situated in renunciation, but that does not lead him to devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God or Krishna, then he is dead when he is breathing. So he understands this. How can I enjoy? Even in the name of Yukta Vairagya, I can go on enjoying for millions and millions of lives, but there is no use. Ultimately, I need to come to the platform of renunciation. Kamasya na indriya priti. Life's desire is not intended for sense gratification. So how long can I continue? The devotee understands one day, oh, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. So one day, if I have to give up everything, all these enjoyments, and surrender unto him, because that is the only way for me. He has understood now. By associating with devotees, by reading Shastra, by regularly executing the instruction of his spiritual master, he has come to the senses today. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. So one day, I have to give up all my engagements. One day. Why I have to wait for one day? No, today. Let that day be today. So that means he surrenders for him. Then he can continue to execute this execution. He can continue with this execution of bhakti, perfectly understanding the importance of him being an unpretentious unpretentious devotee of the Lord. So that's why the point is, we have to understand our own situation and what we are doing, how we can situate ourselves in the path of Krishna consciousness, and we have to choose. We have to personally choose. If we fail to choose, sometimes we need to talk to some senior devotees, take some guidance. Prabhupada has given scripture, and he tells us to follow it perfectly. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tikva Sadharmam Charanam Vijam Hari Hajan Pakkutta Patakpati Jadi Yatra Kobala Dhamavuda Musrikim Kobartaptam Vijatam Sadharma. If someone gives up his occupational duties and works in Krishna consciousness and then falls down on account of not completing his work, bhakti, what loss is there on this part? What loss is there? What loss is there in his part? And what can one gain if one performs his material activities perfectly? So, we have to understand our situation, and when we are staying in the temple, as Prabhupada said, you have some responsibility, you have to perform it correctly and with proper understanding of the Shastra, so then we can be happy and peaceful. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, actually, a devotee, when performing his spiritual activities in the temple, he understands his situation. And one day he recognizes, oh, I have been performing these activities. Why I am staying in the temple, or why I am doing this activity? Because I have some desire, material desires. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when somebody comes to the sense that, oh, I have simply wasted my life, and what he should do? Because even if we try by our own, it will be very difficult to cross beyond the effect of the moods of the material nature. Because we have been conditioned for since time immemorial. That's why he says, sometimes you can go to the Lord and you can pray to the Lord. Prabhu tava pada juge marani vedana nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhana jana. He's saying, he's going to the Lord, he's saying, I have understood, my dear Lord, this is my humble submission to you. What is your humble submission? Lord is asking. Then he said, nahi magi deha sukha. I have understood. This deha sukha is simply a mere bondage in this world. So, what do you want? No. You want knowledge? Huh? No. No vidya. Oh. You want wealth? No. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana jana. No. I don't want followers. I don't want vidya. I don't want wealth. What do you want? Oh. You want moksha? Or you want some mystic powers? No. He says, nahi magi swarga moksha nahi magi. I don't want swarga. If I perform these activities, then you give me swarga. No, I don't want swarga. What do you want? Moksha? No, moksha nahi magi. Na kari prarthana kona vibhutira lagi. I don't aspire, I don't ask for any opulence. He says, I don't want any mystic power, opulence. I don't want any mystic power. So what do you want? Ehi matra sa mama tomara charane. When he is coming to the Lord, he is offering his humble submission. And Lord is asking, what do you want? You don't want deha sukha, don't want knowledge, don't want mystic power, you don't want opulence, what do you want? Then he is saying, ahaituki bhakti hride jage anukhyan. Anukhyan, always, without any interruption, without any gap. That is called anukshana. Anudina jana senama kirtana kari, means every day, without fail, similarly. Ahaituki bhakti hride jage anukshana. Ahaituki bhakti, unmotivated devotional service, he is begging to the Lord. He said, when will that day come in my life so that I will be giving up everything aside and simply serving you, my dear Lord, without having any personal motivation. He will have motivation just to please the Lord, not for his personal motivation to enjoy. Vipade sampade sada thakuk samabhave. Whenever I will face some distressful situation or I will be in prosperity, but I will remain the same. I don't want to be disturbed by this. Dine dine vriddhi ho na mera prabhave. So please bless me so that I can chant your holy name and I can gradually come to this platform of rendering you unmotivated devotional service, my dear Lord. So this is how the devotee goes to the Lord and then he prays. And Lord listens to him. And Lord says, oh, now he is trying to give up. Okay. So his mercy is there. Point is, even if we try by our own, sometimes it is very difficult actually. Very difficult. That's why we have to keep trying, at the same time remain dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Like a small baby. Small baby is helpless. What is the shelter? Simply cry. It is lying on the bed and this baby wants her mother's attention. What she is doing? Simply she is crying with a raised hand. Please help me, my dear mother. I want to come to you. I want your love, my mother. Then mother says, oh, now I need to go and take care. But as long as this baby is not crying, she is happy with the toy. Mother gives so many toys. She doesn't bother. She will not come. So, not to remain happy and satisfied with the toys of the gifts given to us by the moods of material nature. Then, when you sincerely cry for his help, then mother, he says, Mata, Masa, Jagata, Pita, Dhata, Mata, Maho. I am your mother. So he is our mother. He will listen to us. We have to have faith on him. Right? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.